Every November, people in the United Kingdom and across the former British Commonwealth wear replicas of bright red poppies to remember those killed during wartime. The tradition began nearly a century ago after the end of the First World War in 1918. The photographs in Poppies, Women and War are the work of British journalist and photographer Lee Karen Stowe. Among her admirers is Dame Barbara Stocking, president at Murray Edwards College, a women-only institution at the University of Cambridge in the UK, which co-sponsored the exhibition.
The photographs show women who have played different roles in different processes or have been victims themselves. And it's alongside poppies, which are often the symbol of remembrance, really. She has the most beautiful poppies in fields, white ones as well as red ones, because, of course, women in the 1930s used to really sort of try and persuade people to wear white poppies to look for peace, not just the remembrance itself.
The exhibition also references a UN Security Council resolution on women's contributions to conflict resolution and peace negotiations. Lakshmi Puri, Assistant Secretary General with UN Women, the UN's gender entity, spoke of its importance in her remarks at the opening.
The global study on the implementation of Resolution 1325 launched last month in commemoration of Resolution's 15th anniversary, shares a huge body of evidence to show that actually women's engagement in peace and security increases the effectiveness and efficiency of humanitarian assistance, increases the likelihood of successful peace mediation and negotiation efforts, accelerates economic revitalization, and dramatically reduces the likelihood of relapse into violence.
Ms. Puri was drawn to a photograph of 2 10-year-old girls that was accompanied by a poem they had written.
You know, I was very moved by the poem that is here, and it tries to capture the tension between what women stand for and what war brings. It talks about thudding destructive bombs. And then it says calmness, friendship, quietness, happy communities, evacuation, home. So, you know, it very eloquently captures how women are the real agents of peace and enablers of peace, and they should really be engaged.
Lakshmi Puri, Assistant Secretary General with UN Women, speaking about the photographic exhibition Poppies, Women and War, on display at UN headquarters through the 20th of November. Deanne Penn, United Nations.